When you run a coffee shop and another coffee shop opens up right across the street, you might think, oh, that's a bad thing. But sometimes when you get enough similar businesses in one location, it's a good thing. The benefits of cooperation outweigh the cost of the extra competition. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has this story from Ballard's emerging brewery district.
Once upon a time, there was only one brewery in Ballard, the Maritime Pacific Brewing Company. George Hancock founded the brewery 23 years ago.
I'm the curmudgeon of beer. People know that, and that's the way that's fine. I'm an old, salty curmudgeon of Ballard that makes beer.
Hancock has seen some lean times. He survived by brewing simple beers, beers he knows will sell far and wide in restaurants and grocery stores. Even with the economy recovering, he can't always afford to pay himself. And yet, in the last 3 years, Hancock has witnessed a brewery boom like nothing he's ever seen before. Tiny breweries that sell to local restaurants or directly to customers in their tap rooms. Within a few minutes' walk of Maritime's front door are 9 other breweries, 8 of them less than 3 years old. Hancock says that competition pushes some brewers to come up with some crazy beers.
It does get kind of crazy when you get the Sage chocolate chip mocha, you know, banana split ice cream beer with a hint of chili pepper.
Hancock's only exaggerating a little bit. One brewery's menu boasts a strawberry mango Hefeweizen and a habanero amber. And his comment also gets at a deeper truth. In a crowded market, a brewery's got to have a gimmick, something to help them stand out in the crowd.
I would say for us, the bikes is a huge part of it. We definitely kind of get that crowd of people, commuters coming in after work.
Bicycles are the gimmick at the Peddler Brewing Company. Founders Haley Woods and Dave Keller put bike racks in their tasting room, and they deliver kegs to local restaurants by bike. They still have day jobs. Haley's a math teacher. But at some point, the couple's passion for home brewing could no longer be contained.
I tried to grade papers one day, and it was just a disaster. It definitely took over our life on those brew days. It was fun and it was exciting, but it definitely was getting carried away when half of our living quarters was spent with brewing stuff.
We always joked that the neighbors were going to call the police thinking we were meth lab or something because you just see smoke rising up from the balcony.
Still, they didn't act on their dream of opening a brewery until Ballard's big apartment projects brought paying customers to the neighborhood. And a Kickstarter campaign helped them finish the remodel when they ran out of money. Kevin Klein also had a brewing hobby that he wanted to turn into a business. So he started Northwest Peaks Brewery, a few blocks away. And he also has a gimmick. He's a mountain climber, so he's named his beers after local mountains. His tiny brewery could fit into an alpine warming hut. You'd think that would put him at a competitive disadvantage. But each time a new brewery opens in Ballard, Klein gets more customers.
So you don't have the one Ballardite walking down, oh, where am I going to go? You've got the 300 people coming from all over King County or wherever, and they're usually hitting 4 or 5 different breweries.
Sometimes the new Ballard breweries help each other out, like the time Hilliard's Beer ran out of hops and had to borrow some from Northwest Peaks.
I had to turn everything off, got it right up to my house, found umpteen pounds of hops, gave that to him, and then had to come back and then finish my brew.
Klein has borrowed his share of ingredients, too. And the breweries send each other customers. Oceania Egan is one of those customers. I found her sipping a beer at Rubens Brews. Egan's also a consultant who does marketing for breweries. She says Ballard's breweries do compete with each other. But you know what's even more important? How much they cooperate.
It's a complete camaraderie that goes on between all of them. And I think that is one of the collective energies around marketing, is that they know that by marketing not just themselves, but their entire group and the whole idea of it being a brewery district, it only brings people here to be excited about craft beer in general. That only adds to everyone's growth.
Back at Maritime Brewery, George Hancock reflects on all the hoopla, all the novelty beers, the marketing gimmicks, the Kickstarter campaigns. I ask him if all the new breweries in his neighborhood bring him any joy.
Am I supposed to be overjoyed? Am I supposed to give them a gift basket and say, welcome to the neighborhood? Come on. We're competitive. We're all competitive. But we all, I think, in the long run, understand that there's more to this business than just being competitive.
Hancock says no one's knocked on his door asking to borrow a few pounds of hops. But if they did, George says he'd say yes. For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols.